Blog Talk Radio.
Woke up in the club with a lot of girls, hang around my neck like diamonds and pearls. Me and my crew, we gonna rock the house, make your chick turn inside out. Wow, I just can't believe it, tonight's gonna be lots of cheating. No, you can't say I wanna see you leaving. I thought I was bad, but then she beat it.
Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Hot, 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 hot.
Move that ass to the front and move it slowly to the back. Turn around down on the ground and make it clap, clap, clap.
Just like a porn star.
But the truth about the adult industry and trending topics. Hi, I am Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla with the natural 34 fucking tits. Big natural fucking tits. My co-host tonight is Sexy Karen Fisher, which unfortunately she is not here tonight because she's sucking up all the fucking sun in fucking Tahiti. But tonight we have the sexy, boobalicious, big titty bitch, my lovely porn star, oh wait, my porn star publicist, the Raw PR. Say hello, Erica.
Hello. Wow, that was quite an introduction. Thank you.
Woo! Thank you, Erica, for joining me tonight.
No problem.
Don't sound so excited. You have to be prepared.
Oh, I am. I'm over the moon excited. I'm ready to go.
Like you tell me, you have to be peppy, Desiree. So be peppy, Erica. So, hey, guys, the lines are open. The number to call in is 646-595-4038. Make sure you press fucking 1 to talk. If not, just sit there and listen to our sexy voices and masturbate if you want. But, you know, so, yeah. Hey, you, Erica.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fucking awesome. So with me tonight is my friend Jack. You've met Jack, right?
Yes, I like Jack. He's awesome.
He's so awesome. He's a great guy. He says hello, but he said he was going to talk, but he said he's too shy. So maybe next week.
You never know.
Never know. Never, never, never know. So how is it over there in sunny fucking California?
It's very sunny and very hot. I went hiking today. I was dragged out of the house while I was trying to get some work done by a friend, and she made me hike for 2 hours. I thought I was going to die.
You and Bosco went hiking?
Yes, I did bring, I did bring the Red PR mascot, Ms. Bosco, with us, yes.
Woo! She was pissed at you, made her do all that exercise.
No, she was very happy. Right now she's sleeping. So,
of course,
she's right next
you're
to me.
Because you knew that you had to get on the telephone, so you're like, I'm going to wear this bitch out so she don't make do the toy show while we're doing the radio show.
Or barking.
Or barking. You don't mind barking.
I do.
So yeah. It's great that you are joining us, and you know we have a lot of things, interesting things to talk about tonight.
We definitely do.
And then we have our sexy fucking Allison Moore at midnight tonight.
Yes, the MILF who's the girl next door.
The girl next door.
Miss Allison Moore.
A lot of interesting things that she did that just came out, so that's going to be interesting to talk about.
Yes, she's always a good guest, for sure.
And, you know, and then something about the Kardashians, but we'll get back into that later.
I can't wait to play the Kardashian game.
I'm looking forward to play that game with her. So she doesn't know we're doing that fucking Kardashian game, but that's all right. So
yeah, we'll see how many she gets right out of 10.
What's that?
We'll see how many she gets right out of 10. We'll see if she's a real Kardashian aficionado.
Okay, so that's going to be very interesting, and I'm excited about that, but that's in 20-some minutes away. But, yeah, you are listening. But, yeah, so Karen is, like, soaking up all the fucking sun in Tahiti with her big fucking tits.
Yes, there could be a lunar eclipse tomorrow.
I'm can't wait to get started by the porn news tonight. I have quite an interesting story. I can't wait to talk about that.
Well, bring it on.
Can't wait to talk about that. So, yeah. You are listening to The Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio with AKA Boobzilla, Desiree DeLuca, and my lovely, lovely co-host, The Rug PR. So we're going to go into a few announcements. We're going to pay some fucking bills. And we're going to listen to Twerking with Miley Cyrus by Heroin. Stay tuned to The Truth Front Back on Dollhouse Radio.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, home of the indie artist and the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. We are looking to showcase the best in indie music this year. Interested in getting your music in rotation or having your video featured on our website? Be sure to send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages on the Dollhouse Radio website to get guaranteed airplay, guaranteed interviews, and guaranteed video features. Businesses and promoters, are you looking to advertise your brand or event on Dialhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, DialhouseRadio@gmail.com. Interested in joining the Dialhouse Radio family? Got a hot show concept? Email DialhouseRadio@gmail.com and you might be the next show on our roster. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Lurie, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Coming this spring, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by the legendary Ian Burke. Keep up with everything Dialhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at @Dialhouse_radio and be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Over here, we're really twerking to Mari Cyrus. You were listening to Angela Royal. Thank you for those sexy announcements. You were listening to Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio with the lovely co-host, the Love PR, and myself, Boobzilla. But before we get into some porn news, guys, feel free to comment on any of these stories we're going to talk about tonight, or if you just want to call up and ask some horny fucking questions to myself or the Rub PR, you can call in at 646-595-4038 and press 1. Make sure you fucking press 1 so we can talk to you. Yes, so the first thing we want to talk about, Erica, did you hear about this porn star, this male porn star? This is not something I would normally talk about, But Sean Cody. You've heard of him?
Yes, I did. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Wow, like I'm reading on X's and I was like almost fell off my fucking chair today. And Jack was like floored. He was like, what the fuck is going on? And I said, yeah. This fucking dude is not only fucking stupid, he must be the dumbest fucking porn star ever. And I'll tell you what he did. He successfully blackmailed an unnamed wealthy gentleman. So obviously that means he probably had sex with someone that was not gay or someone that was in the closet. And he blackmailed him for $500,000 in cash and an Audi R8, whatever that is for all those car fans out there. You know what an Audi R8 is, but it's a value at $180,000. So not only that he got $500,000 in cash and a fucking vehicle, this greedy motherfucker decided to continue and wanted another fucking $1 million and a condo. Like, how fucking stupid can you get?
Wow.
Yes. Then, so the man obviously went to the FBI for help. So the FBI in Los Angeles set up a sting. And I'm kind of mad that, you know, the sting went down in my favorite place. And you know my favorite places, right, Erica?
Starbucks.
Starbucks, yes. So the sting went down in Starbucks on March 4th. So this idiot was arrested at Starbucks at my favorite place. That should have been like, he should have been arrested at Dunkin' Pee-Pee. But, so he was arrested. So the FBI agent not only was he arrested for what he did, like blackmailing this wealthy gentleman, they also found a loaded 357 Magnum with additional ammo. So this guy is definitely going to jail, and there's definitely not going to be no shortage of cock for him. No pun intended. He'll get a lot of cock in jail. And then it just blows my mind how stupid people are. Maybe because I have a bachelor's in criminal justice and I just don't understand. Then he went on social media and made threats and made text messages.
Okay.
What do you always tell us, Erica?
I always say, if you're going to be a good criminal, don't write it down. And he's going to have a lot of ammo up his ass, for sure, in jail. He's going to be there for quite a while. It's not looking good at all.
Okay, I have to jump in. This is a great story. This is Evan Hollywood, the producer of this. But this is an amazing story. Okay, well, I got to ask a question. Did they say who this dude is? Who did they put out there who Sean Cody
is Sean Cody. Jark. Wait, why does it say Sean Cody Stud Jarek Wentworth arrested for felony extortion?
Okay, now
it's all over the national news.
Oh my God! So the what about the dude that he's extorting? Is that out there? Did they put that out there?
Put what out there?
Probably not. I mean, like honestly, like if they did, probably somebody else would be extorting him because he's so retarded.
Exactly.
You know?
I'm trying to look him up. That's I'm gonna be honest with you. That's the reason why I was asking. I could use, you know, $500,000 and tell him,
$500,000 in cash and an Audi, and he still didn't stop.
Oh, man, I got to get this guy's number.
Now he's fighting to have his name not so publicized. Like, dude, you're fucked. Like, it's already been, you've already, like, the porn industry has already been talking about it.
Yeah, wow. It's all over XBiz and AVN and TMZ.
So, his arraignment was on March 26th. He has no bond because he's a flight risk. So I guess he played roles in his gay porn for playing a detective. So I guess maybe he thought he was being a detective in real life. That carried over. I don't know. Maybe he can't, like, just, you know, like, know where to stop. You know, like, maybe he make believe too much into his real life. I don't know. Maybe I should reach out to him. I don't know.
Maybe he should get a camera so he can shoot some gay porn in jail.
Yeah. Live from, what is the tree? In California?
It could be a whole new series.
Yeah, so do you have any another story to talk about? Let's get off of that. I just wanted to talk about how stupid this motherfucker was. That was just retarded.
There's not a lot of news going on. I do notice that Cal OSHA is going to have another meeting about condoms and enforcing the condom bill here. And
it's already enforced, isn't it?
Not really. No. I mean, they can't enforce it. I mean, there's so many porn sets out here. There's so many houses they shoot at. You know, then they make them get a permit as well. Plus, they're trying to make this condom thing statewide, not just in LA County. So it's getting progressively worse.
So it's not even LA County. Because when I was out there not too long ago in November, I still got tested, but then when I shot porn, I still had to use a condom. So,
well, that's why Stoney Curtis shoots in Orange County, because he's out of the grid. So a lot of people are trying to kind of shoot out of LA County. A lot of people are moving to Vegas. And Naughty America shoots there and a bunch of other companies. But I read something that there they may the law they have for brothels and condoms, they may bring that over to the porn company shooting over there. So then it's going to be the same problem all over again.
There's brothels in California? I didn't know that.
No, in Vegas. In Vegas,
oh,
there
is.
Vegas. Right, but it's legal, like in Toronto and those areas. But basically they're talking about maybe making the same rules for porn that's shot there as well, because, it, you know, obviously it is sex. So, and shooting porn there, it's not legal or illegal, so maybe they're going to try and govern it there too. I mean, this guy, Michael Weinstein, he from the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, he wants to take this whole thing national. Like, he's just obsessed. I call him the condom Nazi. Because he is.
Wow, that's just crazy. It's just, I've shot porn in Florida, but I just don't. California is, it's like jail, kind of.
Yeah, it just sucks. It's really bad. And I don't know why this guy, like, had it in for the porn industry, but it's not helping us because, as you know, it's really hard to shoot with condoms. They don't, it's irritating, and they just don't stand up to all that performance, you know?
Well, I mean, I guess it's a good in a way for condoms, but then, you know, it's safer if you're using condoms, but, you know, I don't know. Either way, the industry is nothing but a roller coaster, but you are listening to The Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. We're going to pay some motherfucking bills right now. You are going to listen to, we're going to go to an out music break, and you are going to be listening to The Porn Star Dancing by Night Cole on Dollhouse Radio. Truth Front and Back.
Porn star dancing. where the fellas taking shots and getting kissed at. Always wanna party cause she's sexy as hell. And if I ever get in trouble, bailing me out of jail. Cause she a stone cold stunner, hotter than a summer. When she step up in the club, every man and woman wanna. She makes me wanna get a stripper pole up in my home. Cause a porn star dancing, it's got me in the zone.
Back, you horny motherfuckers. You're listening to The Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. You were just listening to Porn Star Dancing by Nyke Cole. So we're going to get ready for our lovely guest in 2 minutes. The lovely Allison Moore. Right, Erica?
Yes. She's the girl next door.
Mm-hmm.
The busty girl next door.
The busty girl next door.
Yeah, so we all got big boobs tonight.
Huh?
We all have big boobs tonight. Sorry to talk over
oh,
you.
Oh, big boobs.
I love big boobs.
So is it big kitty committee? Jack says he's jumping up in joy for now. Thank you, Jack. Thank you. You're happy about big boobs? Still okay, yep. Jack is out of control over here. Settle down, Jack. It's all right. Big boobies. Like he said, six big titty bitty bitches. Wow. So we are going to talk to Allison Moore, the girl next door, according to Erica. And we're going to play a fun, sexy fucking game called the Kardashian game. Yay!
Hello.
So, is she on the line?
Yeah, I've been listening. I didn't know when I was allowed to talk.
Oh, okay. Hi, Allison Moore. Welcome.
Hi.
Well, you're on the line already.
I was still
hey,
reading and listening.
Welcome to the True Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. I am Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla. And my fucking sexy co-host is the one and only, the rough PR. Woo! I'll do a
also known as Erica
woo!
Icon.
Yay!
Yay! So, Miss Allison Moore, tell us, like, I've been reading about you, and you just filmed for Elegant Angel?
No, I'm actually shooting tomorrow. The shooting keeps getting rescheduled because of location issues, so it's kind of funny. So I'm shooting tomorrow an anal scene with Marco Benedettes, and it's for MILF Performers of the Year. Oh, dang.
With Elegant Angel?
That should be good. Yes, Elegant Angel, yes.
Okay, so you won the contest. You're the one that won the contest for the... For the movie, The MILF of the Year?
Oh, no. Just everyone that was nominated last year for MILF Performers. Well, not everyone. The ones that the owner likes, of course, because there's actually 10, 12 different people nominated. So, obviously, process, you got to cut out the girls that only shoot for their companies. Like, Francesca Leigh only shoots for Evil Angel. Jodi West only shoots for Forbidden Fruits, and then there's someone else that only shoots for another company, I can't remember, and then two of the girls are retired, so it's like really like me and Julia Ann, and fuck, I can't remember off the top of my head. Sorry, I'm bad about that. I'm like, God,
no,
who
that's
else? Sorry.
That's all right, so you're going to be shooting for Elegant Angels, MILF of the
yes.
Year.
MILF Performance
right, so-
of the Year, yay!
Yay, that's awesome. So you were on Sons of Anarchy twice?
Sorry, I'm sneezing. Oh, yes.
You cannot do any of that. Stop sneezing.
I know.
You keep sneezing. Right, Jack?
Yeah.
Right.
What?
No. Nothing. So
What?
Don't mind me. So I heard you were on the Sons of Anarchy twice.
Yes, yes. Season 6, episode 1, and season 7, I don't remember what episode it was. But anyway, yeah, it was awesome being on there. I got to meet all the, what are those people called? Oh, the actors, yeah. I got to meet all the actors.
Oh, my God. Have you been drinking Jack?
I haven't been taking anything.
You've been smoking anything?
No, I don't smoke. I mean, I drink every so often, but, like, you know, I don't know. And then, like,
okay, so,
like,
but
booze,
really
not, but I'm not drunk right now.
That's okay. You could be drunk. I don't mind.
No, I wish I was. I'm actually, like, getting ready to go get spray tan because I have a terrible sunburn. Like, bad.
That's so insane.
And I'm shooting tomorrow, so I'm, like, been trying to let it, like, calm down.
Yeah.
So
I want to talk to you about this new parody that you did.
Yes. Actually, it's not that new. We shot it like 2 years ago, but then there's been some, she's had like 4 or 5 different editors because they've been lazy and working on their own time.
So
and then we had some legal issues.
You play Khloe Kardashian?
Yes. I play Khloe Kardashian. Well, a character like Khloe Kardashian. Let me rephrase. So it's kind of it's fun. It's really funny script. We kind of mock them a little bit, but not too badly. So it's great. You know, it's my first interracial anal scene. I'm sorry, what?
Are you a big fan of the Kardashians?
Not really. I've only seen it a couple times. I mean, I, like, binged watched before I shot, like, literally, like, the day before. I, like, watched, like, 6 episodes, and I think that's the most I've ever watched it, and I kind of felt like my IQ lowered after watching it. But I did need to know how to behave. I'm sorry, what?
Ouch. That you lost some brain cells. Ouch.
I did. I definitely lost some brain cells, you know.
So did you play up to the Khloe part? Because Khloe is like a strong character she's a strong sister out of all three, or I should say five.
I feel like I did. Obviously I'll have to hear from the fans of the show how, you know, they feel. But, can't complain. I think I did a pretty good job.
I'm sure you did an awesome job. If not, they wouldn't have made you play Khloe Kardashian. Right, Erica?
Right. And I saw the trailer for it, and you do look a lot like her in the movie. And the movie's called
Keeping Up with the
Kardashians.
I know, right?
So
what is it called? It's called Keeping Up with Kiara Mia, so in case the fans are listening.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought, they changed it. Okay.
With the Kardashians.
It's the parody is called Keeping Up with Kiara Mia, so.
I
finally found the MILF Performers of the Year on the AVN website, and I can tell you who else is going to be in this Elegant Angel MILF Performers of the Year movie. Now that I can see a name list. Okay, I know Ava Adams is going to be in India Summer, and they're always great performers. And I'm about, like, 75% sure that Brandy Love's going to be in it, too. So it should be a good cast.
Awesome.
Ooh.
I'm sure your fans are going to be looking forward to that. But
and
I do have, speaking of fans, my producer is telling me we have somebody, a caller on the line that wants to talk to you, Allison.
Uh-oh. Hopefully it's not a stalker.
No, his name is LJ.
Oh, LJ!
Hi, Allison, honey. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great, my love. Always loving you and thinking about you.
Yay! Somebody's thinking about me. Thank God.
I want to know, of all your scenes in all your movies, what would you say is your most favorite of all of them?
Actually, so far, my favorite to date is the Keeping Up with Kiara Mia, the Kardashian parody with Lex with Lexington Steel, or yeah, mm-hmm. with Lex, and it's an awesome scene. Like, seriously, I was so nervous. I don't know how else to put it. Like, and a little bit starstruck because he's such a good performer. You know what I mean? So it was just really kind of like, moment. And it's a really good scene. And I was really scared of his giant dick.
You were nervous with Lexington?
Yes, because he's working with big equipment.
They call him the Impaler.
Lexi,
I wonder why.
That's his nickname.
Oh Lord!
Did you say this was an anal scene?
On
was
the Keeping Up with the Army, it is an anal scene. Yes.
Wow! You took all that. You took all of that 11.5 inches.
I don't remember if all of it went in. Because I honestly didn't want to see. Like, I didn't, like, a lot of the time I like to watch guys fuck me, like, whether they're fucking me in the ass or whatever, and it's like I kind of like just go into my own zone and doing that and, like, forget about the camera, because everybody has to do that a little bit during the scene. You know, you have to take pleasure in your work, and you do have to lose yourself, just like regular actors lose themselves when they're acting in a scene. So, anyway, I kind of didn't want to look and focus on just being a good performer and staying in character and at the same time enjoying it without, like, scaring myself.
Awesome.
Does that make any sense?
That does make a lot of sense. So you basically blacked out. For those who don't realize about the porn industry, you basically blacked out.
Yeah, not like blackout like I drank too much for people who don't know.
Like that, you know,
like blackout,
down.
Like you lose yourself in the scene. You lose yourself in the moment.
Right,
does that make sense?
Right.
Like,
so,
some people don't understand that, so I figure, like,
no.
Got it.
No.
Like, I wasn't date raped.
You're a meditated
I was a consenting adult. I was in the zone, yes.
Meditating on his dick.
Yeah,
that's interesting. That's interesting. No, I want to jump in on that, Allison.
Oh, that's our lovely film,
Kevin Hollywood,
our producer, Kevin Hollywood.
So how is that something that you just mastered over there, or is that, you know, how do you do that? You know, just is it certain? Do you have to be taken to a certain level to black out, or is that just something that you do in all your scenes?
You have to learn how to do that on a normal basis. I do that in all my scenes, but certain scenes more like my anal scenes, I just, like, I'm not there. I'm there, but I'm not there. I'm like, I take myself out the body. Is that the same for you, Allison?
I mean, you know, it's really hard to, like, explain it because every scene is different, and working with certain performers, not that I go through the motions like I do my husband, but, like, they're, like, certain performers that I've worked with so much that it's like, I know what he likes, I know what he doesn't like, he knows what I like, he knows what I don't like, and we know what positions we have to do, and just the scenes flow so much better, and it's like, like, Tommy Pistol's one of my, like, what I would consider porn husbands. I mean, not so much anymore, but for a while, like, every scene was with him, whether it was anal, you know, just vag or whatever. And it's like, we're like, okay, is this a dom scene, or, like, where he's dominating me a little bit, or is it, like, I'm dominating him a little bit, or is it just, you know, just glamorous and passionate, you know? And it's like, we just knew each other so well that it just, like, yeah, you kind of just, yeah, like you say, I call it going into the zone, or, you know, not blacking out for sure, but, like, you know what I mean? It's not like coming through the motions, you're just, like, in the moment.
Yeah, you just go through the moment. You're there, but you're not there, so to speak.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, because it's like, you kind of forget that the camera's there, but at the same time, you're opening up, and at the same time, it's like, You do lose yourself, and you're, like, kind of outside yourself. Because it's,
right.
Like, it feels good, but you're also trying to make sure you're doing a good job. And, I mean, I feel like I give out really good scenes, and I always put 100%, if not more, into it. I have never done a scene where it's, like, half-assed. I've never half-assed a scene. I can honestly say that. And I see girls half-assing scenes every day on set, and I'm
right.
Like, what's wrong with you?
So
you're getting paid.
You mentioned your hobby.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay, so do you and him watch your scenes together?
We watch my gangbang scene together because it's like he's always wanted to see me do a gangbang.
It was
kind of awkward because I was like, I don't like watching my scenes because I want them to be as raw as possible. But at the same time, because I don't like criticizing why did I make that face, you know? And then it's like, I've said that before, and, like, I've taken a screenshot of it, and everyone's like, oh, no, I love that. I love that. It's so fucking hot and sexy, and it's real. And I'm like, no. So I don't watch it because I don't want to be self-conscious of, like, the faces I'm making when I'm
working. Right. So, LJ, you still on the line?
Yes, I'm here. I just want to say
okay,
that.
Well, I want to ask you what you like about Allison Moore.
Everything about her I love from head to toe and front to back because she is absolutely gorgeous. I always love to see her on camera. She always makes me happy.
So when you first saw her first video, what stood out the most to you? And what made you like her, not just her beauty, but what is she nasty on film? I've never seen her film, so talk to me. Tell
what
me.
What made
like,
you jerk off the most, LJ?
Huh?
I like Allison's booty very much. I mean, she's got a sweet ass.
Her booty. That's so cute. Jack likes booty too, but he's more a boob guy. And we heard that Allison has boobs, big boobs.
Yes. Well, she's great. She
what
has beautiful boobs and a beautiful booty.
What size is her
boob, LJ? I'm sorry? Say that again?
What size is her boobies?
I wouldn't measure. I just would rather just touch them if I could, if she was in my presence right now. I mean, I would just, you know, comfort her in my arms.
Go get him, LJ.
If you had a chance, if you had 5 minutes with Allison in a room alone, what would you do to Allison?
Good question.
I would just kiss her neck, embrace her, and just comfort her from head to toe.
Aww, that's so sweet.
That's
a
sweet guy. There you go.
That
yeah,
is
Allison.
A sweet guy. But I want to thank you, LJ, for calling in.
You're welcome.
I want to thank you, LJ, for calling in. Do you want to make any shout-outs to anybody?
Just a shout out to you, lovely ladies, and thank you for taking my call. And to Allison, thank you for always being there for me.
Thank you for being a good fan.
Anytime, I love you.
Thank you.
Enjoy your
evening. That is so sweet. Almost had a tear in my eye.
Wow. Great call.
Wow, that was very touching. So, Allison, right before we go, real quick, tell all your fans where they can locate you, your social medias.
I am Allison Moore XXX on Twitter. I have Facebook and I have Instagram. It's Allison _ Moore XXX. And I just restarted at my Snapchat because I kind of forgot the password for a while. So it's A More XXX. So friend me or whatever. I do silly things. Nothing too graphic. Like I just posted a snap of me peeing on the toilet and talking about
peeing on the toilet.
Oh, I gotta go check that out.
Not while I'm on the radio right now. Just earlier today.
Well,
I'm not peeing and talking.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight on The Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. We are going to be right back. We're going to pay some motherfucking bills. And after we return, I think we're going to take some callers. So you're listening to The Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. You're going to...
You're joking.
Now, I actually wrote this quiz. I spent a long time on it, so I was worried we weren't going to get to it. Okay, here's question number two. Scott worked for a luxury car dealership. True or false?
True.
Yes, that is right. Ding, 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 ding. He is the president of Calabasas. He is the president of Calabasas Luxury Motors. That's how he gets all those styling rides.
Oh,
yay.
Nice. Okay.
So, third question. Kim Kardashian has political aspirations. True or false?
True?
Ding, 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 ding.
She once spoke about running for mayor of Glendale, California, but on a Democratic ticket. Is this for real? Oh, my
yep.
God.
Oh my.
That's hilarious. I'm sorry.
That is fucking hilarious.
That
what
is absolutely, that is absolutely 100% true.
Oh, my God. That's just as funny as Sarah Palin. I'm sorry.
Okay, question number four. President Obama watches Keeping Up with the Kardashians. True or false?
True. I'm going to say true.
Yeah.
He watches it with his pink tutu.
No, he doesn't watch it, and he doesn't watch it, and he complains when his kids watch it, actually. So, no, he does not watch it.
That's hilarious.
He doesn't watch it.
Him being the president, he wouldn't allow his kids to watch it.
He doesn't like it. He does let them watch it. He just doesn't like it.
I don't let my children watch that shit.
All right, fifth question. Bruce Jenner's new idol as he makes the transition to a woman is Marilyn Monroe. True or false?
Oh, my God.
This is all Erica. She wrote up these freaking questions.
Oh my God, Erica, you are cracking me up right now. Who does this shit?
I worked very hard on this.
Yeah.
True or false?
True.
Oh,
God. Well, then who is this?
Wait, so it says, even though Kim K looks like Marilyn Monroe with her new golden locks, Marilyn isn't his new idol. He hasn't mentioned any females as idols yet. It's probably Bruce Jenner. That's probably his idol.
Yeah.
We're running out of time, so we probably should. I'm going to skip to question number seven. I'm going to skip six. Like a lot of porn girls, Kim K was banned from Instagram and lost her account. True or false, Miss Allison?
False.
Correct. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
She's even been naked on Instagram and gotten away with it. It is said that's why she broke the internet when she did this.
Yes, yes. God is good.
Yeah.
Wow. That is crazy. So, you want to ask one more question, Erica?
Yeah. Kim K saw your parody and gave it rave reviews. True or false?
False.
Ding, 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 ding. Her and her family tried to sue Hustler for putting out a movie called Keeping Up with the Kardashians in 2009. She probably hasn't seen the latest version, but she definitely should.
Yes.
Yeah, she probably did. She probably, her and Kanye probably jerked off to it, but that's another segment. But anyway, thank you, Allison. Thank you so much for joining us on the Truth Front and Back. Again, one more time, how your fans can find you.
Okay, my Twitter is AllisonMooreXXX. My Instagram, in which I do not post naked pictures because I don't want it deleted, is Allison_MooreXXX. And I'm on Facebook. I don't know what the, thing is for it. But I know if you search Allison Moore, I'll be one of the top ones. So.
All right. And Erica, how can they find you?
Alison Moore's Facebook page is facebook.com/pages/official Alison Moore. Why do I know that? Because I was her publicist.
Okay.
You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at TheRubPR. My website is TheRubPR.com. I'm on Instagram, TheRubPR. And I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRubPR. Biz page, B-I-Z-P-A-G-E.
And mine is Boobzilla, XXX. And you can find Dollhouse on Dollhouse_radio. You can also find Heaven Hollywood and Immoral all on Twitter. I want to thank you and thank everyone for tuning in. Be sure to follow us on Twitter. And we will be back fucking next week at Thursday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific Standard Time, to give you more Truth Button Back. Our lovely co-host, Karen Fisher, will be back from Tahiti. I am Desiree DeGrupa, and this my co-host is lovely the Rub PR. We will see you horny motherfuckers next week. Bye.
Bye.
Qué fiebre hay. My, oh!